4 years after SB Moyo in 2017 on this particular day declared that the situation has reached another level. Indeed, it has once again reached another level. Yeah. The lives of teachers have been reduced. They've been reduced to paupers. They've been reduced to destitutes. And for once, they are saying enough is enough. And today we launch a 12-day campaign, which we are calling Justice for Teachers campaign. This is not a call for sympathy. We are not inviting sympathy from anyone. This is a call for action for all the teachers and the broader working class, those who want to participate, to come up, join up their hands and demand the pre-October 2018 salaries for teachers. Why? Because this is the only way we can be able to save our education, which is collapsing. We cannot afford not to pay our teachers, because we know ordinarily they will be resigned from the profession, not physically, but in their mindset. And when they are resigned in their mindset, there is no delivery of service. We are not going to allow teachers to fake teaching in our schools. And we are saying for the next 12 days, there is no teaching which is going to take place. And we are glad that the first day has been a success. Attendance of teachers in classrooms has dropped to 57%, and we are glad that moving on, we are going to build from there. And we have also received this massive solidarity from young people across the country. The first day we are receiving voices of young people who support education, and the voices have been coming in numbers. And we are going to be moving on to tomorrow, where we are going to receive women voices who support the case of teachers who are fighting for a living wage. We are not even at the stage of demanding a fair wage which we can save, but just a living wage. We just want to survive and deliver a service. So we warn the government of Emmerson Mnangagwa that if they don't deliver, we will soon be taking this anger to the ballot box, and I don't think they will like the consequences.